Loan estimate. Effective October 3, 2015. For most loans, the loan estimate replaced the good faith estimate, which had been in use since January of 2010. The loan estimate form combines elements of the good faith estimate and the initial truth in lending disclosure into one easy-to-read disclosure form. Page 1 of the loan estimate includes general information, a loan terms table with descriptions of applicable information about the loan, a projected payments table, a costs at closing table, and a link for consumers to obtain more information about loans secured by real property at a website maintained by the CFPB. If a mortgage broker is completing the loan estimate, the creditor's name and address are entered, if known. If it is not yet known, then the space is left blank. Loan estimate, page 1. General information. Applicants includes the name and mailing address of the consumers applying for the loan. Property is the address of the property that will secure the transaction. Loan term is the term of the debt obligation. Loan term is described as years when the loan term is in whole years. For example, 1 year or 30 years. Purpose is either purchase, refinance, construction, or home equity loan. Product includes two pieces of information. The first is any payment feature that may change the periodic payment, includes negative amortization, which is when the principal balance of the loan may increase due to the addition of accrued interest to the principal balance. Interest only is when one or more regular periodic payments may be applied only to interest accrued and not to the principal of the loan. Step payment is when the scheduled variations in regular periodic payment amounts occur that are not caused by changes to the interest rate during the loan term, such as a graduated payment mortgage. Balloon payments are when the terms of the legal obligation include a payment that is more than 2 times that of a regular payment. And seasonal payments are when the terms of the legal obligation expressly provide that regular periodic payments are not scheduled between specified unit periods on a regular basis. For example, a teacher loan that does not require monthly payments during the summer months has a seasonal payment. The second piece of information included is whether the loan uses an adjustable rate, step rate, or fixed rate to determine the interest rate applied to the principal balance. An interest rate is an adjustable rate if the interest rate may increase after consummation, but the rates that will apply or the periods for which they will apply are not known at consummation. Each description must be preceded by the duration of any introductory rate or payment period and the first adjustment period, as applicable, for example, a product with an introductory rate that is fixed for the first 5 years and adjusts every 3 years, starting in year 6, is a 5-3 adjustable rate A. Product with no introductory rate that adjusts every year after consummation is a 0-1 adjustable rate. An interest rate is a step rate if the interest rate will change after consummation, and the rates that will apply and the periods for which they apply are known at consummation. Each description is preceded by the duration of any introductory rate or payment period and the first adjustment period, as applicable. For example, a product with a step rate that lasts for 10 years adjusts every year for 5 years, and then adjusts every 3 years for the next 15 years is a 10-1 step rate. An interest rate is a fixed rate if the interest rate is not an adjustable rate or step rate. Loan types include conventional, FHA, VA, and other government programs. Rate lock. When the interest rate is locked at the time of the loan estimate's delivery, the date and time, including the applicable time zone, when the lock period ends, is entered. The date and time, including the applicable time zone, at which the estimated closing costs expire, must be included on every loan estimate. Loan terms. Interest rate and monthly principal and interest. Adjustment to loan amount, interest rate, and monthly principal and interest after consummation. Under the subheading, can this amount increase after closing? If the loan amount, interest rate, or monthly principal and interest amounts can increase after consummation, Yes is entered where applicable with the information pertinent to the adjustment after consummation. For an adjustment in the interest rate, also indicate the frequency of interest rate adjustments, the date when the interest rate may first adjust, the maximum interest rate, and the first date when the interest rate can reach the maximum interest rate. The date entered is the year in which the event occurs, counting from the date that interest for the first scheduled periodic payment begins to accrue after consummation. For an adjustment to the monthly principal and interest, the creditor would also enter the scheduled frequency of adjustments, the due date of the first adjustment, and the maximum possible amount, and the earliest date it can occur, of the monthly principal and interest. When the loan amount, interest rate, or monthly principal and interest payment cannot increase after consummation, no is entered where applicable. Prepayment, penalty, and balloon payment. A prepayment penalty is a charge imposed for paying all or part of a transaction's principal before the date on which the principal is due. A balloon payment is a payment that is more than two times a regular periodic payment. Under the subheading, does the loan have these features? When the loan has a prepayment penalty or a balloon payment, yes is entered as applicable. Projected payments. The projected payments table shows estimates of the periodic payments that the consumer will make over the life of the loan. Creditors must disclose estimates of the following periodic payment amounts in the projected payments table: principal and interest, mortgage insurance, estimated escrow, estimated total monthly payment, and estimated taxes, insurance, and assessments, even if not paid with escrow funds. The projected payments table also describes whether taxes, insurance, and other assessments will be paid with funds in the consumer's escrow account. Costs at closing. Estimated closing costs are calculated in the same manner as the total closing costs disclosed on page 2 of the loan estimate. The total closing costs are also itemized to show from page 2 of the loan estimate. The total of the loan costs table. The total of the other costs table, and lender credits in the total closing costs subheading. The estimated amount of cash the consumer will be expected to pay at closing is also shown as estimated cash to close. This amount is the same as the estimated cash to close from the calculating cash to close table on page 2 of the loan estimate. Loan estimate, page 2. Up to 4 main categories of costs are disclosed on page 2 of the loan estimate. A good faith itemization of the loan costs and other costs associated with the loan. A calculating cash to close table that shows how the amount of cash needed at closing is calculated. For transactions with adjustable monthly payments, an adjustable payments, or AP, table with relevant information about how the monthly payments will change. For transactions with adjustable interest rates, an adjustable interest rate, AIR, table with relevant information about how the interest rate will change. The items associated with the mortgage are broken down into two general types, loan costs and other costs. Generally, loan costs are those costs paid by the consumer to the creditor and third-party providers of services the creditor requires to be obtained by the consumer during the origination of the loan. Other costs include taxes, governmental recording fees, and certain other payments involved in the real estate closing process. Items that are a component of title insurance or are for conducting the closing must include the introductory description of title. Loan costs. Loan costs are disclosed in three subheadings, each of which is subtotaled: origination charges, services you cannot shop for, and services you can shop for. Origination charges. Origination charges are items the consumer will pay to each creditor and loan originator for originating and extending credit. Only items paid directly by the consumer to compensate a loan originator are origination charges. Services you cannot shop for. Services you cannot shop for are items provided by persons other than the creditor or mortgage broker that the consumer cannot shop for and will pay for at settlement. Items listed as services. You cannot shop for must use terminology that describes each item and must be entered in alphabetical order. Services you cannot shop for might include appraisal fees, appraisal management company fees, credit report fees, flood determination fees, government funding fees, such as a VA or USDA guarantee fee, or any other fee paid to a government entity as part of a governmental loan program. Homeowners Association certification fee. This certificate gives the status of HOA or POA fees on the property. A lien can be filed against a property if a previous owner failed to pay HOA or POA dues. Lender's attorney fees, tax status search fees, third-party subordination fees, T-title, closing protection letter fee, title, lender's title insurance policy, and an upfront mortgage insurance fee, unless the fee is a prepayment of future premiums or a payment into an escrow account. Items that are required for the issuance of title insurance policies may include examination and evaluation of title evidence to determine the insurability of the title being examined and what items to include or exclude in any title commitment and policy to be issued. Preparation and issuance of the title commitment or another document that discloses the status of title identifies the conditions that must be met before the policy will be issued and obligates the insurer to issue a policy of title insurance if such conditions are met. Resolution of title underwriting issues and taking steps needed to satisfy any conditions for the issuance of title insurance policies. Preparation and issuance of the title insurance policies. And payment of premiums for any lender's title insurance coverage. The amount of the premium for the lender's title insurance coverage must be disclosed without any adjustment to the premium that might be made for the simultaneous purchase of an owner's title insurance policy. Services you can shop for. Services you can shop for are provided by persons other than the creditor or mortgage broker, and are services that the consumer can shop for and will pay for at settlement. A creditor permits a consumer to shop for an item if the creditor permits the consumer to select the provider of that item, subject to reasonable requirements, such as appropriate licensing of the provider. Services you can shop for might include pest inspection fees, survey fees, title, closing agent fee, and title, closing protection letter fees, total loan costs. Total loan costs is the sum of the subtotals of origination charges, services you cannot shop for, and services you can shop for. Other costs. Other costs are listed under four subheadings, each of which is subtotaled. 1. Taxes and other government fees. 2. Prepaids. 3. Initial escrow payment at closing. And 4. Other. Total other costs is the sum of these four subtotals. Other costs are established by government action, determined by standard calculations applied to ongoing fixed costs, or based on an obligation incurred by the consumer, independently of any requirement imposed by the creditor. Other items that are required to be paid at or before closing pursuant to the contract for sale between the consumer and a seller are disclosed on the loan estimate to the extent the creditor has knowledge of those items when it issues the loan estimate. Taxes and other government fees. Under taxes and other government fees, recording fees and other taxes are listed first and transfer taxes second. Recording fees and other taxes are fees assessed by a government authority to record and index the loan and title documents as required under state or local law, together with any charges or fees imposed by a state or local government that are not transfer taxes. Recording fees and other taxes do not include fees that are based on the sale price of the property or loan amount. For example, a fee for recording a subordination that is $20 plus $3 for each page over 3 pages is included as recording fees and other taxes. But a fee of $1,250 based on 0.5% of the loan amount is included as transfer taxes and not included as recording fees and other taxes. Transfer taxes are state and local government fees on mortgages and home sales that are based on the loan amount or sale price of the property. Prepaids are items to be paid by the consumer in advance of the first scheduled payment of the loan. Each item must include the applicable time period covered by the amount to be paid by the consumer and the total amount to be paid. Prepaids include homeowner's insurance premium, mortgage insurance premium, prepaid interest, property taxes, initial escrow payment at closing. Initial escrow payment at closing includes items that the consumer will be expected to place into a reserve or escrow account at consummation to be applied to recurring periodic payments. Initial escrow payment at closing includes homeowner's insurance, mortgage insurance, and property taxes. Also included is the amount escrowed per month for each item, the number of months collected at consummation, and the total amount paid. Other. Other includes items in connection with the transaction that the consumer is likely to pay or has contracted with a person other than the creditor or loan originator to pay at closing and of which the creditor is aware at the time of issuing the loan estimate. Separate insurance, warranty, guarantee, or event coverage products include, for example, owner's title insurance, credit life insurance, debt suspension coverage, debt cancellation coverage, warranties of home appliances and systems, and similar products. These items are listed when coverage is written in connection with a mortgage. These examples would not include additional coverage and endorsements on insurance otherwise required by the creditor services related to the issuance of title insurance policies are preceded with the word title. When the owner's title insurance premium includes a simultaneous issuance premium, the premium is calculated by taking the full owner's title insurance premium, adding the simultaneous issuance premium for the lender's coverage, if any, and then deducting the full premium for lender's coverage. When the creditor is aware of those items, other includes, for example, commissions of real estate brokers or agents. Additional payments to the seller to purchase personal property pursuant to the contract of sale. Homeowners association and condominium charges associated with the transfer of ownership. And fees for inspections not required by the creditor, but paid by the consumer pursuant to the contract of sale. Total closing costs. Total closing costs is the sum of total loan costs, total other costs, and lender credits. Lender credits is the amount of any payments from the creditor to the consumer that do not pay for a particular fee on the loan estimate and is entered as a negative number. For loans where all or a portion of closing costs are offset by a credit or rebate provided by the creditor, sometimes referred to as no-cost loans, each credit or rebate is listed as lender credits. The creditor should ensure that lender credits is sufficient to cover the estimated items the creditor represented to the consumer as not being paid by the consumer at consummation, regardless of whether such representations pertain to specific items. Calculating cash to close. Calculating cash to close is the same amount as total closing costs in the other cost table. The amount is a positive number. Closing costs financed, paid from your loan amount. Closing costs financed, paid from your loan amount, is calculated by subtracting the estimated total amount of payments to third parties, not otherwise disclosed in the loan costs and other costs tables, from the loan amount disclosed on page 1 of the loan estimate. If the result of the calculation is a positive number, closing costs financed, paid from your loan amount, is that amount. Closing costs financed cannot exceed the amount of lender credits. If the result of the calculation is zero or negative, then closing costs financed, paid from your loan amount, is zero. Down payment or funds from borrower. Down payment or funds from borrower is the difference between the purchase price of the property and the principal amount of the loan, disclosed as a positive number. However, when the loan amount exceeds the purchase price of the property, $0 is indicated as the down payment or funds from borrower. Deposit. Deposit is the amount, as a negative number, that was paid to the seller or held in trust or escrow by an attorney or other party under the terms of the contract for sale of the property. Funds for borrower. In a purchase transaction, funds for borrower is $0. Seller credits. Seller credits is the total amount that the seller will pay for items included in the loan costs and other cost tables, to the extent known, disclosed as a negative number. Adjustments and other credits. Adjustments and other credits is the total amount of all items in the loan costs and other cost tables that are paid by persons other than the loan originator, creditor, consumer, or seller, together with any other amounts that are required to be paid by the consumer at closing pursuant to the contract of sale, if any, disclosed as a negative number. Examples of items that are paid by persons other than the loan originator, creditor, consumer, or seller include gifts from family members and credits from a developer or home builder to be applied to items in the loan costs and other cost table. Adjustments and other credits includes funds provided to the consumer from the proceeds of subordinate financing, local or state housing assistance grants, or other similar sources. Examples of amounts to be paid by the consumer at closing pursuant to the contract of sale include charges for personal property to be acquired by the consumer, prorations for property taxes, and prorations for homeowners association dues. Adjustment and other credits is reduced by the amount of any such additional charges. Proration. Ownership of properties involves the payment of ongoing expenses such as property taxes and property owner association fees. For example, POA fees are generally paid annually in advance. Therefore, the fee for the entire year is generally paid in full in January. Property taxes are most often paid in arrears, meaning that they are paid at the end of the year. At closing, this means that the seller may owe for unpaid items such as property taxes. At the end of the year, the buyer will be obligated to pay the tax obligation for the entire year. The seller will be charged, or debited, for the unpaid taxes from January 1st through the day of closing. Charges that are due will be collected from the seller and given, or credited, to the buyer. The buyer may owe for items prepaid by the seller, such as POA dues. POA dues will be calculated from the day after closing through December 31st and will be paid by the buyer at closing. When calculating prorations, use a 365-day year, unless otherwise stated. For example, for a closing on September 15th, the title company will collect unpaid property taxes from the seller, debit seller, from January 1st through September 15th. This debit to the seller will have a corresponding credit to the buyer. For the September 15th closing, assume that the tax bill for last year was $2,200. The title company will count the number of days from January 1st through September 15th. The seller will owe 258 days of taxes at closing. The next step is to determine the daily rate for taxes. $2,200 divided by 365 days equals $6.0274 per day. Don't round at this point yet. Next, calculate the amount due by multiplying the tax per day times the 258 days. This gives an amount of $1,555.07. Estimated cash to close. Estimated cash to close is calculated as the sum of the seven other amounts disclosed in the estimated cash to close table. Adjustable payment, AP, table. The adjustable payment, or AP, table is included when the periodic principal and interest payment may change after consummation, but not because of a change to the interest rate or the loan is considered to be a seasonal payment product. If the loan does not contain these features, the AP table is not used. The AP table includes the following information: whether there are interest-only payments, and, if so, the period during which the interest-only payment would apply. Whether the amount of any periodic payment can be selected by the consumer as an optional payment? And, if so, the period during which the consumer can select optional payments. Whether the loan is a step payment product, and if so, the period during which the regular periodic payments are scheduled to increase. Whether the loan is a seasonal payment product, and if so, the period during which the periodic payments are not scheduled. A subheading of monthly principal and interest payments also lists as first change or amount, the number of the payment that may change, counting from the first periodic payment due after consummation, and the amount or range of the periodic principal and interest payment for such payment. The frequency of subsequent changes to the periodic payment. And the maximum payment that may be paid during the term of the loan with the number of the first periodic principal and interest payment that can reach such maximum payment amount. First change amount. If the exact payment number of the first payment adjustment is not known at the time of the loan estimate, the earliest possible payment that may change must be disclosed. Monthly principal and interest payments. The label monthly principal and interest payments can be changed to reflect a payment schedule that is not monthly, such as biweekly or annual. Any scheduled periodic payment that only covers some or all of the interest that is due, and not any principal, as monthly principal and interest payments, even though the AP table refers to monthly principal and interest payments, must be disclosed. Adjustable interest rate, AIR table. The adjustable interest rate, or AIR, table is included when the loan's interest rate may increase after consummation. If the loan's interest rate will not increase after consummation, the AIR table is not used. The AIR table includes the following information: the index plus the margin, where the index upon which adjustments to the interest rate will be based, and the margin that is added to the index to determine the interest rate. For step rate products, the maximum amount of any adjustments to the interest rate that is scheduled and predetermined. The initial interest rate at consummation. The minimum or maximum interest rate for the loan after any introductory period expires. Change frequency and limits on interest rate changes. Index and margin. The index must be described such that a consumer can reasonably identify it. For example, LIBOR may be used instead of the London Interbank Offered Rate. The margin is a percentage. For example, if the interest rate is calculated by adding 4.25 to LIBOR, the margin should be entered as 4.25%. Maximum minimum interest rate. The maximum interest rate that applies to the loan under applicable law, such as a state usury law, must be disclosed if the loan does not provide for a maximum interest rate. The minimum interest rate that applies to the loan under applicable law must be disclosed if the loan does not provide for a minimum interest rate. Change frequency. Typically, the first change month for the interest rate is scheduled in the terms of the loan, but if the exact month is not known at the time, the creditor provides the loan estimate. The earliest possible month for the first change to the interest rate of the loan must be disclosed based on the best information available to the creditor at the time the loan estimate is disclosed. Limits on interest rate changes. The greatest limit on changes in the interest rate must be disclosed when more than one limit applies to changes in the interest rate. For example, if the initial interest rate adjustment is capped at 2%, the second adjustment is capped at 2.5%, and all subsequent adjustments are capped at 3%. 3% is entered as subsequent changes. Loan estimate, page 3. Contact information, a comparisons table, and other considerations table, and if desired, a place for the consumer to sign to acknowledge receipt of the loan estimate, are on page 3 of the loan estimate. Contact information. The name and NML S license. ID number for the creditor and mortgage broker, if any, and the individual loan officer of both is entered here. Also included are the email and/or phone number of the individual loan officer. The person identified as the individual loan officer must be the primary contact for the consumer. Comparisons. The comparisons table discloses information related to the costs of the loan in 5 years, the annual percentage rate, or APR, and the total interest percentage, or TIP. In 5 years includes the following information: the total amount the consumer will have paid in principal, interest, mortgage insurance, and loan costs paid through the end of the 60th month after the due date of the first periodic payment, and the amount of principal paid through the end of the 60th month after the due date of the first periodic payment. Annual percentage rate, or APR. The APR, together with a brief descriptive statement, is in the comparisons table on page 3. Total interest percentage, or TIP. The TIP is the total amount of interest that the consumer will pay over the loan term, expressed as a percentage of the loan amount. For example, if the loan amount is $100,000 and the total amount of interest that the consumer will pay over the loan term is $50,000, then the TIP is 50%. Other considerations. Other considerations includes the following information: appraisal. A statement concerning the appraisal must be provided for higher-priced mortgage loans and loans covered by the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. Assumption. Whether the subsequent purchaser of the property can assume the loan on its original terms. At the option of the creditor, a statement that homeowner's insurance is required and that the consumer may choose the provider. A statement detailing any amount that may be imposed for a late payment. An increase in the interest rate triggered by a late payment is a charge for late payment. The following are not charges for late payment: the right of acceleration, fees imposed for actual collection costs, referral and extension charges, or interest charged at the contract rate after the payment due date. A statement about the nature of a refinance of the loan in the future. A statement whether the creditor intends to service the loan or transfer it to another servicer. And for refinance transactions, a statement relating to state law protections against liability after foreclosure. Confirm receipt. The consumer is not required to sign the loan estimate. The creditor may add a signature statement and have the consumer sign page 3 of the loan estimate in order to confirm receipt of the loan estimate by the consumer. If used by the creditor, the signature statement must contain the exact language from the model form. If the confirm receipt table is not used by a creditor, a statement about loan acceptance must be included at the end of the other consideration table that states, "You do not have to accept this loan because you have received this form or signed a loan application."